and we may be able to escape a non-conclusive plan, but there's no escape to a plan that completely finishes the picture. And so much poison is poured to rinse off what is considered to be the poison of society, while it's actually its medicine. And we redundantly house our fetishism while the uniqueness of our soul never finds a place. And without any risks, we will never be able to elevate ourselves to anything noble and thus worth communicating. And rather than to preserve, we should fast to disseminate, as we have a better chance than to be remembered. And as the elitarian hegemony seals itself, those with goodwill left outside cannot but vandalize its walls. And we shall bring it out, even if we are not allowed to, and take no credits, remaining mysterious heroes. And once our rebellion reveals to us our future, it is time to go back to our peaceful living. And no other emotions can equal those belonging to our older history. And our natural locality will always reserve a lot of new discoveries as long as we go out look for it. And we shall never betray the old for the new, but we can betray the old for the older. And in the impossibility of releasing itself, any goodwill will turn into a desire to accomplish something evil. And all the nobility we could generate by freely distributing our nature has to be extinguished because of the progressing power of the media we could utilize. And it is the fakeness with which we mask all our fetishes, the existence which hinder any sign of our authenticity. And we shall always side with those that are more humble, and always avoid siding with those that greed for power. And sentimental terrorism is an act of awakening the worldly senses of the most ambitious ones. And anything becomes more enjoyable if we don't make any poisoning claims of ownership. And how can we be pure, bouncing in a virtual space of constant stimulation of the senses? And it is only by taking radical measures that we can subtract ourselves from the total corruption of society. And while a bath in nature may resume our purity, the artificial ways we need to take to get there may be far more corruptive. And no dreams can come true without a little capital to start with. And one is forced to live up the consequences of his wrongdoing, but even of his honesty. And while patiently preserving our focus, we shall keep preparing in view of the right opportunity to execute it. And we are thrown into distant destinations over lands which we can even own nor roam about. And we alienate ourselves not out of necessity, but out of the possibilities that the technically driven society offers us. and as we appreciate the novelty of a change, we are soon to miss the previous state, no matter how dreadful it was. And while everything has its beauty and is worth to be loved, it is corruption we come to hate. And just when all turns into a miserable disappointment, one turns to politics. And while we shall not put all our eggs in the same basket, we shall make sure that we don't give all our baskets to other people's hands. And before we even think of providing stability to others, we shall make sure that we ourselves are stable. And it is actually from a state of irrational subconscious that our conscious can gain rationality, and not vice versa. And we shall not force ourselves to endure the little discipline of others, not to compromise our own discipline. And one can find reasons to engage with everything, but it's in the end providence to make the final decision. And it is only through a privation of our artificial commodities that we can strengthen our natural faculties. And if we are flexible enough, the very impossibility of realizing something will lead us to other possibilities. And we shall always give priority to the message and not to its container, which in the long run suffocates it. And we can only deal with all the possibilities by getting over with them one by one as they come. And a state of oppositions is the best to be able to find a balance. And in the technical immediacy, we will never be able to meditate our plans, but always find ourselves improvising them. And the more we increase the knowledge of the outer world, the more miserable our inner surroundings become. And our stupidity comes out of letting ourselves being controlled and not being in control. And as much as we receive, we shall be open enough to give. And as religions are only a variation of one another, the real fuss should be among those who believe and those who do not believe. And we shall never underestimate our senses, which in the end are in fact premonitions of our future. And once the speculation sets in, all that previously housed speculation can then house spirituality to be healed. And much of the more prolific intellect germinates out of a state of diaspora. And as nature can no longer be encountered at daylight, we may still have some reminiscences of it at night. And we shall always be aware not to impede the natural flow and thus create a state of cancerogenous alteration. And we easily set up our schedule, yet when the time comes, we ought to comply to it. And unconditional unions are drastic disruptions of the individual's integrity. And if corruption gradually spread, it can be a very sudden intervention to rinse it out. And the most beautiful things in life may occur just when we let go to our fully controlled existences. And life doesn't fail to go in the direction we focus our willing. And politics are the fumes of our talent going rotten through stagnation. And we will never learn to get oriented unless we get rid of guidance, but our self-reliance. And a sense of an evil horror increases against what used to be an angelic magnificence. And the misuse of technology not only suppresses what is noble, but rises to nobility the most villains. And off we go, traversing beyond our knowledge in a universe that will only make sense in our last blink. And we shall be prepared to suddenly be incapable of playing the game we so much used to play. And the purity of a virgin nature is no longer an option for those who wishes to escape human corruption.